சிந்தாகுல இல்லோடு செல்வம் எனும் விந்தாடவி என்று விடப்பெறுவேன். மந்தாகினி தந்த வரோதயனே, கந்தா, முருகா, கருணாகரனே. அபூர்வா, இன் டுடேஸ் வர்ஸ், அருணகிரிநாதர் யூசஸ் அ ஹெவி டியூட்டி மெட்டஃபர். He compares our everyday life, our family, careers and bank accounts to a dense, dangerous jungle.
Wait, that sounds a bit extreme, doesn't it? We work so hard for our family and try to accumulate wealth. Why compare it to a dark forest? Usually a forest is where you get lost or hunted.
That's exactly why he chose that word. He calls it Vindhadavi, referring to the ancient, impenetrable Vindhya forest. He says that being overly attached to illoda selvam, home and wealth, creates sindha agulam, which is chronic mental anxiety. It's like being in a jungle where every tree looks the same and you can't find the exit.
I see what he means. We spend our 20s worrying about getting a job, our 30s worrying about a house, and our 40s worrying about our kids' future. It really is a cycle of never-ending thoughts. So he's asking, when will I finally be released, Vida Peruven, from this forest?
Exactly. And when you're lost in a deep forest, you don't need a map. You need a powerful guide who knows the terrain. That's why he calls out, Mandagini Tanda Varodayanne.
Mandagini is the river Ganges. Why is he calling Muruga the son of the Ganges here?
Because when the sparks from Lord Shiva's third eye came forth, it was the Ganges who carried them to the Saravana Poigai. She is one of Muruga's divine mothers. He's saying, O son of the pure Ganges, O Skanda, O ocean of mercy, Karunagarane, please guide me out of this messy, anxious jungle of worldly attachments.
That's beautiful. He's asking for that flow of grace, like the river Ganges, to wash away the thorns of his mental anxiety.
Correct. The takeaway? Number one, the anxiety loop. Worldly attachments are like a forest, easy to enter, hard to leave. The goal isn't to abandon your family, but to stop getting lost in the constant worry about them. Number two, the divine guide. Muruga is addressed as the son of the Ganges to remind us of his purity. Only a pure, focused mind can navigate the jungle of the world without getting stressed.
Got it, Vedant. Whenever I feel like I'm spiraling into overthinking and getting lost in the jungle of daily stress, I'll just call for the son of Ganges.
Right. He's the best spiritual GPS you can have. He'll lead you to peace in no time. See you tomorrow for verse 35.